This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to episode number 3 of Preparing for Ramadan. Today we are going to talk about those people who do not fast during the month of Ramadan. We have 3 categories of people. Number 1, those who are traveling and those who are ill. Number 2, we have menstruating women or women who have postpartum or postnatal bleeding. And number 3, we have those women who are pregnant or those women who are nursing. Now let's take a look at the first category, traveling and ill. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Baqarah, أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ, that fasting is limited, it's a set amount of days. فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ. Those amongst you who are ill or traveling, then the same amount, meaning the same amount of time, must be made up from other days, meaning days outside of the month of Ramadan. وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ يُطِيقُونَ فِدْيَةٌ طَعَامُ مِسْكِينٍ. And those who would fast with much difficulty, then they feed a poor person. So in this ayah, we hear about those who are traveling and those who are ill. Those who are traveling, they simply make up their fast at a later time. Now, those who are ill can fall into 2 categories. We have those who are ill or sick, but they expect to get better. So someone, for example, has a fever and they're expecting that the fever will get better in a certain amount of time. This person simply leaves those fasts during those days, and after the month of Ramadan is over, they make up those days. The second category of people are those people who are ill and they don't expect that they'll be getting better. So for example, someone with like a terminal illness, or old age can also come into this as well, because obviously the person's not going to get younger. If a person can't fast because of their old age, then that's considered an ongoing sickness. I know that sounds bad, but that's just the way it's categorized. These people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, فِدْيَةٌ طَعَامُ مِسْكِينٍ, that they feed a poor person. So for every single day that they missed, they feed a poor person. The second category of people are menstruating or women who have postpartum bleeding. They simply leave off the fast on those days and they make them up at a later time after the month of Ramadan. In Sahih Bukhari, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha tells us that we were instructed to make up our fast and we were not instructed to make up our prayers. And she's referring to the time during the menstrual cycle. The third category we have is pregnant or nursing women. Now in this category, these women don't have to fast if they fear or if they feel that any type of harm will come upon themselves or upon their child. And they simply make up the days that they have missed at a later time after the month of Ramadan. So those are the 3 categories of people, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. I will see y'all in the next episode, inshallah ta'ala. Take care. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.